You're going to explain just the verse from 2 Timothy, not all the other cross references, unless you, it's part of your answer. Should we start then? Or you say there's somebody else coming?
Yeah, there's just a couple. They're walking over now.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you know who's going to speak for each answer then. We'll start out. We're going to go through the five here, and then we'll come back to these two alls. You guys had more time to study, so you're going to have better answers for us. So we. Okay, let's start out. Who's going to answer for number one? Okay. Read the verse first.
Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. The question was a little confusing for us, but we wrote down.
James, do you want to maybe walk up and just use the microphone so that it's on the recording?
Just speak into John Lennon's.
That's an excellent idea.
You want me to read the
I can
again?
Hold it if you want me to.
Okay. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Like I said, the question was a little confusing, but we wrote down, the question was, is it common among women to believe that what is heard must be repeated, We wrote down for women, they remind each other. I don't know, we were kind of confused by that. And then men, we will frequently interpret what they heard and say in their own words. For men, we wrote down creativity, I guess. We were kind of confused by that question. So, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it. Something depends on your audience. For instance, if you're speaking to little children, you're going to have to interpret it. But, okay, let's go on to the second one. Who's got 216? If you come up here, because you see, we're recording these, so they're going to see
everybody
if we're
gets
teaching
to hear
the truth.
You for years to come. Right?
Yeah. Okay. 16 and 17, right? Yeah. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus.
Don't worry about how accurate you're pronouncing the word.
Okay. Well, we had, how to politely get the subject on track, and, we came up with an example, we could tie the scenario of, from a Bible to, what they were talking about. And
you're
like
speaking to them, not me, okay?
Yeah. We could, tie a scenario from the Bible to what they were talking about, and, that's one way to get the conversation back on track, I guess.
Okay. Next one. Now keep in mind, you want to teach everybody else in the room because you know
okay.
The answer now.
Verse. Who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past and that they overthrow the faith in some. Nevertheless, solid foundation of God stands, having the seal, and the Lord knows those who are His. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So, we need to depart from sin, depart from iniquity.
So, the question is, we want a complete sentence. When you answer, because you have to give the answer to the people. You said the right thing. Just say it in a complete sentence. You said depart from iniquity, but that's not a complete sentence. Who's supposed to depart from iniquity?
We are.
Who's we?
Everyone.
No. Who's we? Believers.
Believers. Okay.
Okay, so that's what God is expecting.
Yep.
But you and I, if we know the Lord, or to walk a life, we don't know, we can't always tell whether somebody else is saved.
Yeah.
But we do can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, next one. That's,
let me read this passage too.
Or, go ahead.
Oh, that passage is long.
No, if you have to. See, otherwise, I'm asking you to read 2 Timothy.
Well.
Your verse. What's your verse?
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also.
Well, that's 20, one of these all verses.
Oh, we man. I read 21 and 22, almost 22. Didn't even read 20. Okay. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So, then the first question here has to do with a completely different passage.
Okay.
So, should I read that passage? Otherwise, it doesn't quite make sense.
Summarize it if you want to.
Basically, it's the part, let's see, what was it?
The different parts of the body of
Christ. Like the eyes and the feet and hands and all that. Like how we're all unique in Christ and have different gifts. And like it was saying, does this make you mad, sad, or glad? Oh, we're glad.
You're glad that you are unique from other people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we were all the same, it would be a really boring world.
Great. Anyway.
Yeah, so, and then the next question, why would you want to be useful for the master? I put, to bring him glory so that we can work for him.
Okay, next. What is it, five? Group five, where is group five?
We actually didn't get to the group five thing because I see now we started on the all of there.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the all then. Okay, maybe we can do that as a discussion. Let's look at 2:15. What do you have on that?
It says. I better bring my Bible. On verse 2:15, it says, is that right where we are?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here it says, diligence equals, and it's got this Greek word that I can't pronounce,
okay.
To exert oneself with earnest zeal, not wasting time. Most employers look for people with this trait. Give two examples of how to be diligent in a secular job. We just thought, like, to actually be diligent and to follow directions and...
I will not permit people to give a definition, including the word you're trying to define. So give another word for diligence.
To follow directions and do what your
Excellent.
Boss says.
Okay.
And then another one is initiative. Like, I know if I was a boss and my people under me took initiative to do what I wanted them to do. Say you're working at a car wash, say, and he tells you, "Oh, wash this car," but there's another car that needs to be washed, and you take initiative and wash that car. I know your employer is going to be happy that you did that. So that was just a second example.
Good. Okay.
And then it says, then how can I handle the word of God this way? Give a good and bad example. One example is just by reading the Bible and knowing what it says, because as follow directions, because the Bible has so many instructions in it, and so we need to follow those instructions. And as for the bad, I mean, it's opposite of the good. If we don't follow the instructions, we're obviously not being diligent with the Word of God.
What if you followed the instructions halfway?
You're still not being diligent.
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, let's go on then to 22 and 23. We're all working on that one.
Okay. My next teammate's coming up.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Go ahead. No, I want to get as much participation as possible. If that was decided.
Sorry.
You don't have to look at me. These people out there that want to hear from you.
Okay, do you want me to read that?
Okay.
Is that right? Okay. But flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But reject foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they breed quarrels. And so, it says, I, JBL, am not a Greek scholar, but I do remember a little grammar from 9th grade English class. Recalling what you know, what is a noun in this first clause of this verse? So we put you being, so then it would be you flee from youthful passions. What is the adjective? We thought it would be youthful, describing you. And one of those words is a synonym for desire, and one of them is a synonym for new in the sense of not being old. Now rewrite the first part of that verse in your own words and explain what it is saying. So we put, in our own words, we got run away from sinful desires, getting that from flee from youthful passions. And give two examples of what Paul is telling us to avoid or run from. So we put wrong situations, like with Potiphar and Joseph. We did that earlier.
Okay.
And run away from anger. So, running away.
Okay.
And when God tells us, 2 Peter 1:21, to leave something because he has something better for us, listen and explain the four things in this verse that we were told to follow to replace that which God doesn't want us occupied with. And so, from 2 Peter 1:21, it says he doesn't want us occupied with youthful lusts, and instead righteousness, faith, charity, /love, and peace. And did you want to do the last one, Jamie? Do you want to go ahead?
Not really.
Okay. How will you be able to pursue, follow each of these next week when you return home? And so we have righteousness to be working on your relationship with God, and faith, having your faith in him for protection and just to be with you, and like when you're witnessing, to have faith that he'll be there with you, helping you and giving you the words to say. Charity and love, helping parents, you know, around the house, and being kind to your siblings and just watching out for them, showing love to your siblings. And peace, it's just a result of the other two. You know, if you're working on your relationship with God and if you're having faith in him, it's going to help you to have peace too. And it says, it is difficult to live the Christian life alone. Where will you find the people described in the last part of this verse, and how will you recognize them? And so we thought in an assembly, there'd be people that have those character traits. And in conferences, at camp, and different places like that. And then the last one that we got was describe a person with a pure heart. And so we thought Jesus, because he has the purest heart of everybody. So.
Okay. Now we want to go over those same things. Is anybody got anything that before we go over these same verses again?
No, I was just going to say that we had.
Okay. You got to come and stand up so we can record this for future generations. Mm-hmm. So you're going to talk on what verse?
22 and 23.
Okay, it's been read, so just go ahead.
All right. On the area where you were saying pick a noun from the first clause of the verse, we chose lust.
Okay.
And the adjective youthful. And the way that we explained it in our own words is that we are running from sinful things that we might do while we're young. That's the reason that he would use the descriptive word youthful. And our explanation of that is to be getting away from sins that people are prone to when they're young, around our age. And two examples that Paul is telling us to avoid or run from is any sinful desire, but two that we specifically chose were being angry is something that a lot of us struggle with, and foolishness, which what wisdom comes with age. Then when God tells us to leave something and listen to explain four things that we are told to follow and replace what is bad with what God wants, righteousness. And first we had to draw the line between what righteousness is, because there's positional righteousness, which we all have if we believe in Christ, and we are all positionally righteous with him. But practical righteousness is the act of not sinning at all. And that, of course, is not possible for us. But we can strive to not sin through Christ. And then faith, we defined as trusting and believing. Charity is just love. Peace is not causing strife, but also not even wanting strife. How you'll be able to pursue or follow each of these next week when you return home? Seeking what is good and what is in God's word, because God's word is good. And so just being in a constant relationship with the Lord, like Teenie said. And then number two, faith. The way that I personally view faith is acting on what you believe. And so using this working definition, we decided that if you're in constant relationship with the Lord, including reading your Bible, then you would have to be applying and obeying what you read in the Bible. Then three, charity, showing kindness, and we use the specific example of showing kindness to siblings. Number four, peace, not trying to cause and also doing your best to avoid any kind of trouble. Where will you find people described in the last part of the verse, and how will you recognize them? A good place, like she said, is to find them within the church or within the assembly. And it mentions elsewhere in the Bible that you will know them by their fruit. So how they act is a good way to be identifying them. Describing a person with a pure heart. A description of the person, and not an actual example of a person, would be they wouldn't be prideful at all. And they would love the Lord with everything that is in them. And then you had 2:23.
Very good.
All right. The question is, don't waste your time discussing things that don't matter. But that's not the question. The question is, a boss of mine asked me, how many angels can stand on the head of a pin? The question really has no value. Even if there were hundreds of angels on a pinhead, which I'm sure could be possible, there really is no reason for them to be on the head of a pin at all.
Okay.
Is that
okay? The point of being that my boss came back and said, you know that people have spent hundreds of hours discussing that in history? I mean, yeah, you look at me, huh, come on, people can't be that dumb. But I have actually heard it from other places. But do people actually? I mean, it's total nonsense. Okay.
Okay.
We want to keep going on these. Have we had anything on 215? Has anybody got anything they want to share on 215? Okay, let's go back to this 22 and 23. The word youthful. Okay. Come on up.
Okay. What I wrote was.
Look at the audience. You're talking to them, not me.
Yeah. Right.
No. Don't, hold it back there.
Right. Don't be distracted by somebody else, and don't slack and pay attention.
Okay. Well, that's the answer to what?
Diligence.
Okay.
Being diligent.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm going to, again, criticize somebody because they used the word they were trying to define with the word. So you want to be careful on that, especially if you're talking to somebody that you're reciting to a class here, and you're saying, well, these people are not going to go out and make a wrong decision on the basis of what I said. Maybe they will. So that's why it's so important. I'll tell you what, I couldn't count the number of times that I pray, Lord, please help me to make it clear and simple. And some of you have come up and said, your questions are not clear. When you tell me that, I say, I have got to improve. I don't take it as an offense at all. I used to, when my wife was living, she proofread everything I send out. I'm ashamed of some of the stuff that I put down. I see there's person is spelt with two E's for tomorrow. And I'm serious. We got to be sure. Pray about it. Lord, please help me. What I say, it's be accurate, but be very, very clear. Okay? So let's look at those verses again. Nobody has anything specific? Again, you remember I told you on Sunday, I'm not bothered by people interrupting me. The fact there's so many of you, put your hand up rather than everybody interrupt at the same time. But let's look at those verses again. This matter, now again, I have advantage that I've looked up this word youthful. And actually in the Greek, it means newer. Newer. And I look at this verse, what you guys said, I have no problem with you. You gave good answers. But I would just like to add some of these things. Newer lusts. What's the newest product on the market today? I'm not going to argue with you no matter what you say, so give me one answer. iPhone 4, okay? Do you feel that, I've only got an iPhone 2, I got to have an iPhone 4, okay? That's the thought of this. Do you remember when you're too young for that. CB radios came out. Anybody even know what they are? Okay, so when they came out, everybody said, I got to have one, I got to have one. To me, that's what it's talking about here, okay? Dresses this year are brown instead of blue. Oh, I can't wear my blue dress, I have to wear a brown one. That's the type of things that he's talking about here. When styles change, I got to have the latest style. and this is one of the things that, and I don't think it's limited to youth. I think it's, as I asked you to study, the word lust is the noun. What kind of lusts? The new ones. Oh, somebody else says, yeah, hey, I'm having people over, and I just found out that Nabisco has put out a new cracker. I got to go to the store and get that newest one these are the things. Is it wrong to have the newest cracker? No, but if it's a case that I have to do it, I have to be the first one to serve this, I have to have the first one, that's what I believe it's talking about. Whether you're 18 years old or whether you're 78 years old, it's the same thing. I don't think these ideas of youthful lusts are limited to young people. So this matter of pursuing righteousness, okay? Do I really have it as my desire? I want to do what's right. Would you please answer that to yourself? Do you really have it as a desire? I want to do what's right. Because if you don't, you'll drift. I mean, there are many people that say, I don't care what other people think. I don't care what God thinks. I'm going to do it my way. Or do you have a desire, I want to do what's right? Does that mean you're always going to do what's right? No, we don't know everything. And sometimes we get in a situation and we do think, oh, boy, I wish I could replay that one. Okay? So you're going to have cases like that. But do you actually talk to God and say, I want to do what's right? Okay, and the next one, this matter of faith. When you ask God for an answer, do you really believe he's going to answer you? I was talking, where was that? Maybe it was, yep, okay. do we really believe that God is going to answer the questions that we ask? That's part of it. And again, I'm not trying to say my answer is better than yours, but I'm just saying that there are more answers. I spend a lot of time trying to get questions that are not just, well, read a verse, okay? I want you to think. One of the things that Satan does is he tries to amuse us. What does the word amuse mean?
Not thinking.
Right, because the word muse means to think. And God wants us to. God wants us to think. I said at the top of one of the pages there, the Lord Jesus said, "How many times have you read? Have you not read?" Again, I have a question for you. Have you read your Bible this morning, other than the assignment that you might have? Do you have some special verse, or not verse, some special program where you're reading through the whole Bible on a regular basis? Now, I ask you, how much breakfast did you have? You know, some of you had a little bitty breakfast, some of you had a huge breakfast, okay? So some of you say, you know, I couldn't possibly read more than 5 verses every morning. Okay, I have a friend that reads through the Bible every 3 months. I can't do it. I can do it in a year, but there are people that do that. But please, I'm begging you, have a schedule where you're reading through the Bible at least once every 5 years. I mean, you can buy a Bible that's laid out to do it. But in addition, some of you may teach Sunday school, or you may have siblings that you're talking to about the Lord. That's excellent. You don't want to substitute one for the other. But have a special time when you're just talking to the Lord. Okay, how much time? I thought we had until 12. Do we have to quit now?
Well, lunch is at 12.
Okay, then give me 5 more minutes. Okay, this matter of love and peace, and the answers you gave are, I don't think I can add much to them. In our normal vocabulary today, we don't use the word charity very much when we're connected with the love in the Bible. But the word love, the agape love, actually is action. All our newer translations omit it, but it's not wrong to talk about love as charity. It's doing for the good of another person at my expense. Now, the expense usually isn't money. It's usually time and commitment. So, this matter of peace. In Romans, it says, as much as lays in your lieth in you, live peaceably with all people. And who was it talked about peace? You actually alluded to that very thing. There are certain people you can't be at peace with. Well, just avoid them. You know, if you can't be, of course, if it's your brother or sister, then you got to pray about it and try to, or maybe your mother, or dad, but we want to be known as peacemakers, okay? How do you do some of these things? You say, Lord, I don't know. I know what John Lyman is saying. It's what your word says, but you don't know he doesn't know what my situation is, but talk to the Lord about it and say, Lord, please help me to at least be known as a person of peace. And then I got 2 or 3 more minutes. Avoid foolish and ignorant speculations. One was the number of angels on a pin. And I could go into discussion on that. It's nonsense. And there are many other things that really don't matter. Somebody alluded to that. I think it was you in your answer. Is this of any value? For instance, you should never wear open-toed shoes to meeting. Where do you find anything alluding to that in the scripture? Okay? Well, you laugh at that. That's okay. But when I was a child, my mother would never wear open-toed shoes. I saw other people doing it, and I thought, oh, that must be wrong. And there was a man came to our meeting in Grand Rapids. He belonged to a group in Western Canada. I can't remember. It wasn't Amish, but it was something like that. And in order for him to be an elder, he had to come up with one new rule. Now, I'm very glad that you're all laughing at that, because it is total nonsense. We obey the word of God. The Jewish people, they took the commandments that God gave, and they said you can only walk 5 miles on Sunday, or Sabbath, excuse me, Sabbath. Sabbath is not Sunday. But they came up with adding these things. Wait a minute. There's enough things that God wants us to do without adding to them. So try to find out what he wants, what is really important. Now, we could get into a further discussion on that, and I haven't really faced one, no. But God may give us two commandments, and we're in a situation where we can't get out unless we violate one. Which one are we going to violate? So we've got to be before the Lord asking him, you know, I'm in a situation, I don't know how to get out of this situation without breaking one or the other. And I really believe when you're sincere, the Lord will tell you, no, this is the way you go. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, the people complained about them picking grain and eating it on the Sabbath because that was work. Well, where did that rule come from? It came from the Pharisees, but the Lord Jesus himself said, well, didn't David actually take some of the showbread, which was only for the priest to eat, because they were starving? So there are situations where we want to pray about some of these things so we might do the right thing. Okay, I think that's, but don't get cut in or trapped into these useless discussions. You'll find that when you want to preach the gospel, and incidentally, we shouldn't be preaching the gospel. If you're standing up like I am, I can preach. But when you're talking to your friends, talk to them as someone who loves them. I was over to a group in Holland, Michigan, and the man had invited, I think it was 14 Hindu couples that he knew, and he asked me to speak. And I was speaking to one of them, and I said, you know, the way you talk, you really are interested in finding truth, and God honors that. He replied to me, I've never heard a Christian talk that way. I mean, we have to be sure that we show these people we really are concerned about them. Not, oh, you dummy, that's a bunch of baloney. You're never going to get to heaven that way. I mean, you think people are going to listen to us if we talk that way? You know, we got to show ourselves that we're kind and interested in him. Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Our God, our Father, we thank you that you've given us your word. Help us to know how to put these things into practice. Help us to want to live the way that pleases you because of all you have done for us. Truly, we owe you everything, Father. We owe you our life. We owe you our time. We owe you our energy. Help us to be true to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. And again, as I said yesterday, it's not illegal to look at your book ahead of time.